There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We are here at the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's our second time here, and I got to say, this has been a better event. The first one was great, but the new venue, I think, is perfect.
Yep.
It is the Moody Theater, which is in the heart of downtown Austin, Texas. There are, I don't know how many people here. It looks like at least a couple hundred so far. By the way, just want to give you a heads up. We are pre-recording the show today, so we're not taking phone calls like we normally do. And the reason for that is because basically the event ends at 6 o'clock Central Time, and so that's when our show, our live show
would normally begin.
And they're going to shut the venue down, so we'd rather not sit here all alone talking to
in the dark,
to ourselves. With, like, just the union guy standing around watching.
Wishing us we'd go away so they can shut down.
So we're bringing folks. And it's actually, it works good for us this way because there's so many great guests here, so many wonderful speakers. It's a lot easier if we can just drag Jeremy Gardner over here from the College Cryptocurrency Network rather than having to say, hey, Jeremy, can you come back at 8 p.m.? So Jeremy, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, well, we had you actually on the show, our listeners may recall, from the conference that we went to, Coins in the Kingdom, down in Orlando.
Yeah, last October,
which was also a great event. And you weren't at the first Texas Bitcoin conference because the College Cryptocurrency Network was sort of just getting off the ground at that time.
Yeah, right? Nobody knew who I was yet.
So
as young as you are, you're probably just getting born about that time.
Obviously you're sort of college age. Are you still in school?
No, dropped out of the University of Michigan to kind of pursue this industry full time at the beginning of the fall.
Probably a smart move.
It was absolutely a smart move, not one that I intended to make, but it worked out really well. You know, I can always go back, but I haven't looked back.
Awesome. So the College Cryptocurrency Network, I want to talk a little bit about it for our listeners that, you know, maybe just tuning in. They might not have heard our interview with you in the past, but you've also got something else going on called Augur, which I don't know anything about. So you're going to have to fill me in on that as well. But what is the College Cryptocurrency Network?
So the College Cryptocurrency Network began as a hodgepodge of just like three Bitcoin clubs at the University of Michigan, Stanford, and MIT. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we kind of just got brought together and we were like, why don't we share resources? Because we're doing this weird thing called a Bitcoin club. And like, share PowerPoints, just share marketing materials, anything we can to help each other out. And maybe some other clubs will join us. A year later, it's become a lot more than that. We've expanded to every habitable continent. We're in over 35 countries, over 170 schools. It's incredible, and our students communicate with each other all the time. We've got this excellent Slack channel. It's really amazing what's kind of come of this organization. We actually received federal tax exemption as well recently.
Huh. All right, so what is the goal of the College Cryptocurrency Network?
It's to create a grassroots movement for Bitcoin and the blockchain to educate people because, you know, you can't go and watch Fox News and be well-educated about Bitcoin. You know, that's not going to happen. And one of the best places...
Of course, college students aren't watching Fox News either. So.
Thank God.
You can't watch MSNBC and Bitcoin either.
But the thing is, it's a complicated technology and it has to do with money. And you're much more inclined to listen to family members and people you trust when it comes to matters of money. So if you have your son or daughter come home from school and they talk intelligently about this technology, you have the ability to be able to take this technology much more seriously and much more intellectually than you could just reading about it in the news. So it's really important that there is this kind of underlying grassroots movement. And more importantly, we need a new generation of blockchainers, generation blockchain as I call them, that can come into this industry and be well informed about this technology and not have to be trained on the job about Bitcoin.
So you guys, you provide resources as well. I remember we were talking about that.
Yeah, PowerPoint presentations, marketing materials, educational resources, links, anything that a student needs to kind of become more well-informed and make their peers more well-informed.
So what are some of the things that they are doing, like on campus? Are they setting up, discussions, seminars, presentations?
So yeah, we just had our second MIT Bitcoin conference. It was incredible. We had a bunch of major announcements there, incredible speaker lineup. We hosted the first Bitcoin conference in Africa.
Wow.
In Ghana in the fall. We hosted the largest Bitcoin hackathon ever at Berkeley. And we've had over 24 events in just the past 4 or 5 months.
What were some of these announcements that went on at MIT?
So Fireflies was the winner of the MIT BitComp. They were a startup that began last summer, and they're finally launching. They're going to market. They've reached funding. That was amazing.
What is it?
To tell you the truth,
it's not your project,
it's an advertising platform using Bitcoin, but it's really awesome. And don't quote me on that, because you definitely check them out. Really awesome company. I'm not too familiar with what they do because they've just gone out of kind of beta mode.
Gotcha.
But really cool is Zero Cash, which is this kind of real like libertarian pipe dream, which is the idea that
we love those.
Yeah, exactly. and it's coming true.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. A libertarian pipe dream.
Exactly, but it's actually a reality becoming true, which was they were having a real problem dealing with their consensus algorithm for having a fully anonymous network, and they actually got it working, and they announced it there, which was really cool. And BitPay also announced one of their new platforms as well. So it was really exciting. Unfortunately, I didn't get there till midday on the first day because I had just been in Amsterdam. But it was a great conference.
So folks can go to learn more about the College Cryptocurrency Network at, is it collegecrypto.org?
That's correct.
And they can get started. I mean, what does it take to join the crypto network?
You send me an email, you register. You get on a video chat me or with me or one of my student directors. Mm-hmm. We just introduce you to the network, kind of learn about your history, kind of curtail a package of resources that will help you best get started depending on where you are in the process of having a student organization. And keep in mind, you can be in middle school, high school, we don't care.
Are there high school groups as well?
Oh, yeah, in China even.
Really?
Amazing. Yeah, wow. Yeah. It's really cool. We're even in a middle school in New Jersey.
Sweet.
That's very exciting. So there's something else that you're up to, and I don't know anything about it. And I love your name for yourself, a disruptorpreneur. Tell me about that before you tell me about Augur.
Well, I thought I'm an entrepreneur, but more importantly, I like disruptive technologies. Mm-hmm.
Which is what Bitcoin is.
Right. And before I was an entrepreneur, I was always disruptive. I mean, since I was born, my mom had to have a C-section. You know, I've always been highly disruptive. So I kind of combined those, and I'm in Bitcoin, so I'm doing disruptive stuff.
So for our audience who, you know, may not be aware, how do you describe what a disruptive technology is? I mean, what does that mean?
A disruptive technology is a technology that supplants pre-existing industry or disrupts the status quo. Having a decentralized money source is certainly one. I mean, in a world of centralized fiat currencies, you know, Bitcoin's incredibly disruptive.
So Bitcoin disrupts sort of the old guard, the old way of doing things, the old banking system.
The way people think of money, you know, at least in the modern era.
Right. And so like Uber or Lyft might be
very
disruptive for the cab industry, basically. Right.
Yeah, or Airbnb, exactly.
Disruptive is terrible if you're in the industry and you're used to doing things a certain way.
Yeah.
Disruptive is awesome if you use the industry and you want to have better customer service.
Consumer,
Disruptive technologies always benefit the consumer or else they're not adopted.
Right. It's like a disruptive technology that is of no value to the consumer doesn't disrupt anything.
Right.
It just lays there.
So you'll always have the disruptive guys labeled as bad guys, but it's typically because they're doing something right.
Right. If you want to find out who's going to do great things for your industry and bring better customer service, lower prices, and all these things, look and find who the regulators are trying to stop.
Or who's getting all the negative press from the big guys.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's really where it comes from. Anybody who's being held sold, like their license is being threatened, those kind of things, that's where you should start looking. Some of them, just crooks. But the others...
And you got to look out for them.
Uber, I know they. We were just talking recently, they had their offices raided in France. South Korea, some of their executives were arrested. I mean, these guys are really stirring it up.
Well, you're pushing the limit. I mean, yeah. If you think about taxi unions, they're some of the strongest unions there are, especially in the 21st century. And they've got a very nice business that's being totally overhauled by Uber. And there are a lot of people that feel threatened, a lot of people with vested financial interests, people with a lot of political capital. And, you know, if there's a time you're going to use political capital, it's when your industry is being overturned.
All right, Jeremy, can you stick with us for another segment? Because I want to talk about Augur, which, I know nothing about. I know that you're great, though, so I'm sure it'll be interesting. We'll come back with more here from the Texas Bitcoin Conference, second edition. We're in Austin, and it's not too late for you to get out here. Come on out if you can't make it out tonight. Come on out tomorrow.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. In no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We are back recording live at the Austin Bitcoin, or the Texas Bitcoin Conference, happening in Austin at the Moody Theater with a statue of Willie Nelson out front.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Willie's got very squinty eyes. I wonder why.
It's a beautiful time, by the way. A beautiful day. The weather's perfect. You really couldn't ask for a better conference. Hundreds of people are already here. And again, it's going strong on Sunday. A lot of conferences sort of end on Sunday, you know, at like noon. This one's going strong all day long on Sunday, so it's not too late for you to come on out and join the
great event.
Bitcoin Conference. Mark, tell me about Fort Gault, and then we're going to talk more with Jeremy Gardner.
Well, what I can tell you about Fort Gault in a minute is nothing compared to what you can find out at FortGault.com. What Fort Gault is it's basically a condominium sort of resort situation with very small units, like 4 feet by 11 feet is their smallest unit, for I think it's $11,000. Now, it's going to be really high-end. It's built by Bensonwood. It's going to be a beautiful thing. It's down in Southern Chile. I'm not sure how they refer to it there. It's called Southern Chile. And you can go check it out at FortGault.com. They have a beautiful presentation there, FortGault.com.
Okay, so I don't know if Jeremy has to run. Do you got to run here? Okay, so hopefully we can talk to Jeremy. It looks like he's being pulled away for some stage activity. Do we have 10 minutes or not?
Sienna, do we
We're
have
good? Good? We're good? Okay, good.
I'm so, good. I'm not okay.
Jeremy Gardner's
Just
with us
restart
here
it.
From No, I'm not going to restart anything. Mm-hmm. Jeremy Gardner's here with us from Augur and also the College Cryptocurrency Network. So, what is Augur?
Augur is a decentralized prediction market platform. Now, I know that's a mouthful, but it's really simple. A prediction market is a market where someone buys and sells shares of the future outcome of a determinable event. So let's say Hillary Clinton will be elected president of the United States in 2016. You can buy and sell shares of yes or no that's going to happen. Depending on the number of shares being bought of each side, and shares can fluctuate in price from anywhere from 1 cent to 99 cents, and you can buy multiple shares, of course, the price fluctuates. So let's say more shares are being bought of Hillary Clinton being elected president, and let's say the price per share is 62 cents. Assuming the market is liquid, all studies on prediction markets have shown that that price, because people are putting their money where their mouth is, it can actually be indicative of the probability of the event occurring. So if the price is 62 cents, there's a 62% probability of Hillary Clinton being elected. And because we're decentralized, you can create and participate in markets on absolutely anything.
Wow. That's very interesting.
The reason that these are more effective is people actually are putting their money there. So if you, for instance, you put up a poll, and who's going to win the election, the Republican or the Democrat, right? Then the Republicans all get as many people together as they possibly can to go vote in the poll, and the Democrats get all as many people as they can get together to go vote in the poll, and then, you know, it's all fine and dandy.
But nobody's putting money up for
but
a
when
poll.
Somebody has to put a dollar up to say they think that somebody's going to win or lose, it's like, I don't care enough to go through the trouble of putting a dollar up. So.
Well, money talks,
yeah.
And you're not going to bet money where you don't believe something will happen. So what you're going to have is a lot of informed market participants that aren't just betting money, because that's what they're doing, based off of ideology, but based off of cold, hard numbers and present political realities. And that's really important and kind of forecasting. And so prediction markets have been more accurate in predicting the outcome of virtually every presidential election since 1988, within 1%, because they are so accurate.
Go ahead and give the website name.
It's Augur, AUGUR.net. Is this up and running right now?
So we have a prototype. We're going to have a beta out in the next month, and then we have a crowd sale for the token attached to the software. You can use Bitcoin in the system. We're coin agnostic. And then the product will fully launch on top of Ethereum in early fall.
Okay, early fall. We'll probably be talking to you about it again. You are being pulled away to the stage, I believe. So
you got to get much, Jeremy. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thanks, man. Thanks for coming on. Jeremy Gardner from Augur.net, A-U-G-U-R.net. Also, he is in charge of the College Cryptocurrency Network. Mark, so, I mean, this has been a great event so far. You've been walking around. You've been doing emceeing. What's your experience been?
Well, as far as the emceeing goes, I think that they're really doing a really great thing here. So I've done a lot of conferences. I've done a lot of emceeing. Sometimes you're fast and loose. Maybe somebody's going to show to do a speech. Maybe they won't show. So you just you're very fluid with the speakers. Mm-hmm. Not here and not this. You got 20 minutes on the nose. That includes questions. So the MC, like me, I'm not spending 5 minutes telling jokes and introducing the person or anything like that. And then he went to Stanford for his undergraduate and moved off to Yale for his graduate work in cryptocurrency. Not spending all that time doing those introductions.
Yeah.
Just one line. This is who they are. This is what they do. Ba-bang. And you're off the stage, and the speaker's up there. They've got 20 minutes. And if they're not done with their questions, if the audience hasn't asked all the questions they want in 20 minutes, too bad.
It's over.
It's over. The next person's coming. They're running a very tight ship. I'm very impressed with it.
Huh.
I think that this is a great way to get a lot of voices and a lot of information in front of people. And consider that TED, the technology, education,
right,
and design, I think is what it stands for, TED.org, maybe. That's how they do it. You get basically 17 minutes mm-hmm. up there to give the speech, and that's what you got. And you do that speech in that amount of time. There's some really great speeches. People can do it if they have to. They always feel like they need an hour. Speakers always feel like they need an hour, and I can understand why they feel that way. But really what this is about is to get more information about something, and then somebody can go look at your hour-long speech online.
Yeah, go on the website or whatever and learn more about it. I agree. I mean, I think if you are restricted in your time, then that you've got to put the most important information in that time frame. Now, it's something I've noticed that's different about the Texas Bitcoin Conference this year, besides the location, that's the obvious change. Last year it was at this racetrack, which, was kind of cool. But everything at the racetrack was spread out.
Yeah.
So you had to, if you wanted to get to the vendors, you had to walk, 1,000 feet or something like that.
Yeah.
It was a ways away. And so when we went into the vendor area, there was like nobody in there. This year, the vendor area is actually, you have to walk through it to get to the main stage. And something else that has changed this year is that it seems like there's only one stage, right? Like there's the hackathon area. So there's an area where, the geeks are hacking away and like creating new Bitcoin technologies here in like the back room. And so, they're feeding them with caffeinated drinks and, goodies
Cheetos.
And things like that. And so that's happening. But that's really like the only other thing going on besides people hanging out in the vendor area besides the main stage. There's not more than one stage this year, right? There's just that one zone.
Right. It's a huge stage. It's really well done. You've got
beautiful.
You have video on either side.
Yeah.
It's crystal clear. You're gonna love it. It's beautiful. And then they've got a green room in back for me to handle getting people prepped to be introduced on stage. I'm doing that off and on while we're recording segments. And the hackathon, to me, vibrant, exciting.
Going right now?
Right now. They started it off about maybe a half an hour ago.
Okay.
It's really amazing, and I know they're going to have some good stuff come out of it.
And they're going all night, right? Like, the hackathon last year, it was 2 days long or something, and, like, nobody slept, or I don't know how they're doing it.
I think they're sleeping in shifts. I saw people sleeping in the corners.
Really?
Not currently.
Last year.
They've just started.
Yeah.
it's like walking into the desert for 15 minutes and then beginning to drink your urine. It's way too soon to start sleeping.
We're going
to
come back with more as we're broadcasting from the Texas Bitcoin Conference. There's more on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
Improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Gemstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Gemstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are recording the show live today from the Texas Bitcoin Conference, talking with all kinds of interesting speakers, people that are here at the conference as vendors, and people who've gotten up on stage to talk to the audience about, you know, wonderful technology that is changing our lives, you know, by the moment. I mean, it's just developing so fast, and that's what we've been talking about so far tonight. Of course, lots still to go. The conference has a full day tomorrow, so it's not too late to get here. TexasBitcoinConference.com is where you can go to learn more about the agenda, what's happening here. Some of the keynote speakers that are at this event, we actually have one of them with us, George Gilder. Welcome to Free Talk Live. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
I am.
It's great to have you here, George. Now, you are one of the keynote speakers here. Your website, GilderTech.com. You're an author of 17 books. Some of the more well-known ones, Wealth and Poverty, Knowledge and Power. Those are two different books, is that right?
Knowledge and Power is the most recent one.
Now, you were on stage today. What was it, you know, for our listeners who aren't able to be here, what was the thrust of your speech today?
With Bitcoin is new infrastructure for the internet that over time, as internet commerce becomes more prevalent and a larger share of global commerce, will become a global currency. And it'll be a currency founded on time, the speed of light, the one unchangeable constant in the universe. And Satoshi, the inventor of Bitcoin, explicitly founded its value on the passage of time. And time can't be hoarded. Time is distributed equally to rich and poor. Mm-hmm. Time is irreversible. These are the characteristics that a valid money should show.
So I heard that you did an interview with Satoshi. What's that all about?
Well, I figured that if Satoshi was a mythical character or was
an anonymous
character. Yeah.
He created Bitcoin.
But nobody knows who he is.
Maybe it's not a he. Maybe it's a she. Maybe
then you could have a mythical conversation with him.
I think if it was a she, he would have chosen a female name.
Could have.
So,
maybe she wanted to throw you off the trail.
This whole idea that everything might be she, I imagined Satoshi and wrote an interview based on all of Satoshi's thousands of posts on the internet.
Really?
And so this is a real interview with Satoshi, imagined, but based on Satoshi's real words.
Where do you find that interview? Where would someone go?
It's in the proceedings of this conference, and it'll be in the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's been posted on the Texas Bitcoin Conference site, and it's also going to be a chapter in my book, Bitcoin and Gold, which will be out next year.
Oh, that sounds exciting. So tell me, by the way, Ernie Hancock's with me here.
I had one question I wanted to get in your presentation. Being an experienced financial expert that has a lot of followers, you had a lot of support in there. Bob Murphy explained a lot of, summed up a lot of things for the audience. And the one thing that you made really clear was how powerful this technology is, how supportive of it you are, the future you think it has. But I have to ask, what did you see that other people in the financial space didn't see? What's the role of government? I didn't hear you even mention that. Do we give a crap what they say? Are they irrelevant? Do they play a role? What's the government role?
Well, the crucial, a crucial point in my book is that money should not be a government function. Now, this is, I mean, it can be a governmental function, but it shouldn't be, because government has too many special interests in money. It has too many political cronies. It allowed bankers to give themselves $5 trillion in bonuses over 7 years while they brought the U.S. economy off a cliff. I mean, government is...
Wait. $5 billion or $5 trillion?
$5 trillion.
$5 trillion in bonuses?
$5 trillion in bonuses.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, plus they've been debasing the currencies ever since governments have been doing currency.
That's right. That's
right. All the way back from clipping coins.
And what Satoshi really did was conceive of a peer-to-peer currency that is based on a different security model than existing currencies. Existing currencies, which are really manifested now more in your use of credit cards than anything else, require you to give all sorts of personal information, confidential information, and then it gets sent across special networks to firewalled data centers, which are a target for every hacker who wants to get them. What Bitcoin's model is the opposite. You publish every transaction. So if you steal at one place, there are hundreds of thousands of other computers around the world that have the correct blockchain. So you can't manipulate the currency as as Bitcoin was designed by Satoshi. You can manipulate the input output for the currency, and that's what I'm trying to fix with my company Rivets, which is a sponsor of the Bitcoin conference in Texas.
May I ask how old you are, George?
What?
May I ask how old you are?
I'm 75.
75. Now, you see a lot of young people here, obviously, at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, and Bitcoin seems to be, you know, it's primarily in the younger sort of sphere.
Yeah.
How did this come across your radar?
I'm an expert on information theory. Mm-hmm. And
he can read.
And Satoshi, and that's what I've been writing about. Knowledge and power is the information theory of capitalism. And Bitcoin is a new step in information theory, which the internet needs today. One of the reasons the internet's so full of junk, pop-up ads, claims of free goods, which are always a lie, all these hustles and hassles on the internet derive from one peculiar lack, and that's the lack of a reliable micropayment system, an automated micropayment system. People should pay a little bit for little goods and services.
Mm-hmm.
But you
can't do that with the old system. You know, PayPal, credit card companies.
No, you can't.
They take a minimum. I mean, you try to pay a dollar with a credit card, there's 30 cents going off the top of the credit card company.
That explains why you can't have an Internet of Things. You can't have an Internet of micropayments where musicians, for example, could collect money for their own songs from their fans, rather than which they could do directly through Bitcoin.
They're
channel.
Just starting. It's called Watch My Bit. Have you been exposed to these guys?
I haven't.
We're going to hook you up,
right,
man.
Yeah. All right.
It's already going.
All
exactly
right.
What you're talking.
Yeah,
see,
yeah.
You think it, they do it just for you.
It's already happening.
that's Texas for you.
Fantastic. So, George, GilderTech.com, what are listeners going to see when they go to that website? What will they experience?
What's that?
Your website, GilderTech.com.
Well, that's a website where you want to look for the Telecosm Lounge. That's where all my I post and where my Telecosm Lounge, TELECOSM. That was my book, Telecosm, and this is the Telecosm.
What do you think of the conference? I mean, are you enjoying
it? It's great. It's great to be in Texas. I've skied, cross-country skied, 70 days so far this year up in Massachusetts.
Wow, you're very
This is
very
sort
active.
Of fun down here. It's like summer.
I want to thank you for coming on Free Talk Live. Our listeners, again, can go and check you out at GilderTech.com. Thanks for being here at the Texas
Bitcoin
Conference.
And Knowledge and Power. That's my book.
That's your new book. Knowledge and Power, and then you're going to do another one, Bitcoin and Gold, is
that's
that right?
That's right. That'll be next year.
Look out for that one from George Gilder, and thank you for coming on Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up from the Texas Bitcoin Conference, the second one in downtown Austin at the Moody Theater. More Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Mark of Free Talk Live, and I want to tell you about a new way to be prepared for emergencies. Not just big emergencies, but little ones, too. It's a source of backup power, so small that I can put it in my pocket or the glove box of my car, but it's so powerful that it can actually jumpstart a bus if I need it to. Sounds crazy, but it's not. I'm talking about a breakthrough in portable power technology called the Pocket Power Plus. If you get stranded in an airport, in your car, or you just want to go off the grid for a while, the Pocket Power Plus becomes your own personal mini power plant. Run pretty much any kind of electronic device for hours, even days if you need to. The Pocket Power Plus can also deliver an enormous supply of on-demand power that can jumpstart almost any vehicle, even the coldest winter days. Comes with free jumper cables and an accessory pack. Best part, my listeners can now get Pocket Power Plus for half price by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. Use coupon code FTL to save even more. Go to PocketPowerPlus9.com, PocketPowerPlus9.com, coupon code FTL.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to
to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're live at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, the second annual, and it's going very, very well here in downtown Austin at the Moody Theater. You still can come out. There's a full day of speeches and panels that'll be happening tomorrow. That is Sunday. We've been here all day today. Lots of great folks, great crowd. Hundreds of people, I would say, are already here. Folks have been speaking and interesting vendors as well. And I was just approached by Reef Collins. He's the CEO of Tether. Tether.to is the website. You say you're the next paradigm of money, Reeve. Welcome to Free Talk Live. You're on here with Ian and Ernie. So tell us, what is Tether?
Well, essentially, Tether enables real-world currencies, dollars, euros, yen, etc., to work just like Bitcoin. So they utilize the Bitcoin blockchain and inherit those types of portability characteristics of Bitcoin.
How does that... I mean, okay, so the... What makes Bitcoin great, and one of the things that makes Bitcoin great compared to these fiat currencies, is that, you know, it's instantaneous. You don't need a bank. You can sort of be your own bank. Essentially, you take care of your own wallet. You don't need some third party. There are third parties offering services like that, but you don't need those things. And historically, you know, Bitcoin has been very, very different from the dollar. How can you tie dollars to Bitcoin with the blockchain? This is confusing to me.
Absolutely. Well, all of those characteristics that you just listed there are actually characteristics of the technology, the Bitcoin blockchain.
Mm-hmm.
That's what enables you to hold value without a bank. That's what enables you to transact value and send Bitcoin essentially anywhere in the world instantly and for free, right?
Yeah.
On the blockchain. However, Bitcoin's a token, and what it represents is Bitcoin, this new type of currency. Now, what we're enabling you to do is take those characteristics of the blockchain and use it with dollars. So we format dollars to work like Bitcoin.
How?
Yeah, how does that work? You'll have to explain it in more detail, but also keep it simple, yeah, because we've got people listening who are maybe even new to the idea of a Bitcoin.
Great. So Bitcoin is a new type of currency. And then there's the Bitcoin blockchain.
Right.
Now, the blockchain is kind of the generic term for the technology that enables you to move Bitcoin.
It's a public ledger, and the Bitcoin, it sort of changes its account on this blockchain, right?
Well,
when it moves?
It's a public ledger, and think of Bitcoin as a token, and it moves on this blockchain, right?
Right.
And the blockchain records the movement. However, so it records the movement of this token. So Bitcoin represents this new type of currency that the world kind of places the value on, and that's why it's somewhat volatile.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can create other tokens that are backed by real-world assets. In the case of Tether, we back them with dollars or yen or euros or pounds, with real-world currencies. So you provide me $1,000, we issue you 1,000 Tether, and these are tokens exactly like Bitcoin tokens, and they work on the Bitcoin blockchain.
So that's why it's called Tether. It's tethered to something?
Exactly.
To
it's tethered to the dollar. And so it's actually backed. We hold dollars on in our reserves.
Pinky swear?
Pinky swear.
Okay.
And that's actually the beauty of what the blockchain enables, is that I don't have to pinky swear. It's verifiable. The number of Tethers issued are verifiable by the world on the blockchain, and then we have some very novel, interesting, and new approaches to verify the dollar amounts in our bank account. So not only do we use auditors such as KPMG, but we're also using various blockchain companies such as Factum and a few others to let the world audit our bank accounts.
Oh, I know what this is. What do they call that when you had, like, in Arabic cultures that you exchange money from one place to another? Are you familiar with what I'm talking? I wish I knew the phrase. What it is that you'll go to in New York City in a Korean restaurant or a Muslim restaurant, and you'll say, I need to send this money. Mm. So they take it, and then the creditor, you know, someone, another like subsidiary of them or their cousin or uncle in Baghdad or whatever, will give the money out, and it's kind of a record that's kept, you know. So it's kind of that kind of a record allowing you to move dollars using blockchain technology.
Well, I'm not quite following you.
Yeah,
but
me neither. I explained that poorly. But
it's the exact same characteristics of Bitcoin, and the way Bitcoin's moved and the way Bitcoin's recorded on the blockchain, except for our tokens represent dollars or real-world currencies versus what Bitcoin represents, which is this new form of currency based on matter.
All right, so a tough question. You're holding dollars in an account somewhere, right?
Correct.
What happens if the feds raid that account?
Well, the question is, why would the feds raid that account? You have to be doing something illegal for them to raid the account. However,
not always.
Okay.
Not necessarily. I mean, so, like, you know, if that bank fails or the feds take the money out of the account or something, let's just say, you know, it's not illegal now, but tomorrow they make it illegal.
Well,
and then
what happens if you're holding dollars and in Cyprus and the government comes in and takes 20% of your value?
Right. You're screwed.
Exactly. So the way we kind of mitigate that risk is having a federation of banks, a handful of banks globally. Taiwan, Hong Kong, Switzerland, London,
so
U.S.
So if I send money to Tether, the $1,000 you were talking about before, that won't necessarily be in an American bank account, is what you're saying.
Correct. We do have banks in the United States as well as overseas.
But so you're using blockchain technology to be able to have a ledger of a bank ledger where this money goes, who it belongs to, who controls it, but it's in dollars. And that ledger is readable across the world, so you have this fast transfer without all of the friction and the cost and everything.
Let me make it really simple. Think of PayPal today. You've got your bank account. It's attached to your PayPal wallet. And then it turns into PayPal tokens, really, because that money only works on PayPal. So now you can send PayPal on the PayPal or money on the PayPal system. And when you want to withdraw the money back, it goes back into your bank account. Now you've got your bank account, and it's attached to your Tether wallet. Turns into Tethers, and it works on the entire Bitcoin blockchain ecosystem, where it's growing, and there's more and more businesses and more different ways to spend that money, right? Much more than PayPal, where you just send and receive.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've got Tethers. It works on the entire Bitcoin blockchain ecosystem, and when you're done spending it there, it's back in your Tether wallet, and you just put it back in your bank account. So it's the exact same idea behind PayPal, except for the blockchain ecosystem is much larger global footprint, and there's a lot more utility to it than the PayPal platform.
Are you classified as an exchange?
No, we're classified. We are a money transmitter, but we're not necessarily an exchange because we're not exchanging it for another cryptocurrency. We're essentially issuing you a tether that represents a dollar on our on deposit, and then those tokens work on the blockchain.
So, what government slip are you filling out?
Well, that's a wonderful a question, right? It is a gray area, and there's global regulations that we have to comply with. And today, unfortunately, it's more of an art than a science because cryptocurrencies aren't necessarily regulated around the world, but they will be soon. And so right now, all of the businesses in this ecosystem are in somewhat of a gray area. So we all operate, or the most of us operate, as if we are fully regulated. So we do comply to the U.S. standards.
What could, okay, so give me an example of, like, what could I do? Let's say I give you that $10,000 and you turn them into tethers. Is it one tether per $1?
Yes, one tether equals $1.
Okay, so you turn them into tethers. What do I do with the tether? What can I, you know, go out and buy?
The exact same thing that you do with Bitcoin, right? So you can send it or you can buy things with it. You know, there's not a lot to do with Bitcoin. It's just like dollars. What can you do with dollars, right? You can send them or buy things with them. And so, if you accept Bitcoin, they accept Tether because it's on the same system. So
I apologize. As we're looking at other services like this, I could think off the top of my head, like Circle or Express Coin or Coinbase and so on like that. How do you differ from them?
So Circle, Express Coin, and Coinbase are ways to take dollars and turn them into Bitcoin. But you still have Bitcoin, and the challenge with Bitcoin is it's amazing for a speculative investment, right? It's very volatile, and we all hope it goes up over time. But it's not very good for utility due to its volatility, right? It's not good to go out and buy dinner with because it might be worth $20 tomorrow or $10 tomorrow, right? So what we're enabling you to do is actually spend money the same way you would spend Bitcoin, except for it's dollars. So there's no volatility.
Does a business have to have a Tether account in order to accept these? I mean, like,
they have to be integrated with Tether or our various partners. Our goal is to be a ubiquitous token within the ecosystem. So all of these new companies that are being built on top of blockchain technology, now they can offer their goods and services in Bitcoin as well as dollars. Right,
or
as
tether.
Well as real world currency. Right. Now they can offer it in Tether as well as Bitcoin. Tether represents dollars. Bitcoin represents the Bitcoin, the currency.
Now you mentioned Tether. You can also do other world currencies, the yen,
right.
Euro.
We're launching 7 more currencies in the beginning of May.
But you can't transfer from dollars to euro with Tether.
You can, yes.
You can?
Yes. So it'll also be a way to transfer money much more efficiently and less expensively
That's
than you do today.
Sounds like another government permission slip to me, man.
Lots and lots of government permission slips in this business.
How are you guys making money? How is Tether going to, you know, support itself?
Yep. Ultimately, this is about scale. It's about getting hundreds of thousands, millions of people around the world utilizing Tethers, and we will have their deposits on reserve. And so we'll make a little bit of money on the off of the float, as well as very small transaction fees for coming in and out of Tether.
So Tether seems to me that it's still the traditional legacy banking system based on whatever the current fiat currency it is, but it takes away a lot of the transaction credit card fees of easy
that
moving around and cheaper things.
Yeah, that could be a big win.
Exactly. It's traditional dollars, but it's not the traditional legacy banking system because this operates outside of the banking system. It operates on the blockchain, utilizing traditional money.
Reeve, it definitely sounds like something to keep an eye on. Tether.to is the website. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live here today from the Texas Bitcoin Conference. We will continue here.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the thing. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night? Your card belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.